What's up, everybody? This is JB. We're going to be playing some top songs from Future tonight. Let me know what y'all think about it. This next song by Future is called Damage. I really like this song. You know, it got a little upbeat to it. And it still shows, you know, the pain that he had in his voice. So it's like a little upbeat song, but you can still hear the pain he got. You know, the struggle he going through with, you know, heartbreak or whatever. So I like this song by Future. This is going to be the first one I play. That was Damage by Future. That song was, when that first album, that album first came out, I think that was one of the top songs I liked off that album. You know, I think this album that he came out with, Hendrix, is one of these type of albums that you can really listen to forever, you know, and not lose interest in it. I think that would be one of my like top five songs on that album. The next song I'm going to play is Use Me. I think this is the best song on that album, just because of what he was trying to get to on that whole album. You can tell it was basically, you know, a different point of standpoint. You know, it was a heartbreak and heartache and betrayal, and you can tell, you know, he was going through something, and when he wrote this and when he performed this song. And I think this reached out to, you know, a broader fan base. You know, he has his regular fan base with the trap music. And, you know, he kind of got to the heart. You know, he got to the, you know, the heart side of his fans, you know. So I feel like this song right here is really the icing on the cake on what he was trying to get, the message he was trying to get across on this album. So, yeah, this is Use Me by Future. That was Use Me by Future. I think that was one of his best songs, too, because, you know, you can really feel the pain in his voice. If you've seen the video and the way he portrayed the video with the song, it really can explain to you a lot about his life when he was younger and how he's seen himself as a younger kid and how he sees himself now as an adult. I feel like that was really important in the video and in the song. This next song I want to play is a little bit upbeat. It's called Might As Well by Future. Might As Well by Future. That was a really upbeat song. I feel like that was one of his feel-good songs. You know, he's feeling himself. Next song I'm going to play here is Turned On Me. Like I said, these are some of the best songs I feel like Future's came out with. You know, in the past couple of years, Turn On Me, I feel like, is really one of his, you know, heart songs. One of the songs that, you know, he came out with, wanted a reaction from his fans and from, you know, people who he knows. I feel like he was going through something, and I feel like it was something that we could relate to as a fan base. So here is Turned On Me by Future. I really related to this song, not only because, you know, sometimes you can feel, you know, what the artist is going through your own situations. You can relate to the lyrics if you ever been through any type of relationship problems or, you know, if it's with family, friends, or, you know, with a loved one. You can relate to someone feeling like, you know, you turned on them or they turned on you. So, again, I think with this album, he was trying to reach his fans' core. You know, like, he was trying to get to the heart of the fans with relatable lyrics and relatable songs, the beats, you know, the harmonizing, you know, the ad-libs, everything. You know, he shows in this album that he's human, you know, that he's not just some big celebrity that, you know, doesn't have any problems. You know, he has the same problems that everyday people have. And I think that album was a really good feel-good and, you know, kind of a softer but still hard album. I mean, because, you know, he went hard on that album with features from Rihanna. And, you know, later on he added features with YG. You know, in The Weeknd. So, you know, I think that was one of his best albums. I'm kind of disappointed He didn't win a Grammy for that, but you know we always have this year, 2018. This next song I'm going to play is from his newest project with Young Thug, and it's called Super Slimy, and I'm going to play All the Smoke. Now, with this song, you got to be ready because this song comes with, you know, the chorus and the beat. Everything with this song is just good. I think this is, he came back, you know, in 2018, he came back with some more heat. And just leaving us waiting for more, you know, what's more to come in 2018 for future. You know, he hasn't released a solo project yet, and we're waiting on that. But, you know, with this Super Slimy, I feel like he set it off right. And it's only more for us to expect from him. So here, no longer wait. Here's Future. And that's it. That's a wrap. That was All the Smoke with Future and Young Thug. Put this one with the only feature on it because I feel like Young Thug really complements Future. Every song they're on together, they really feed off of each other. Their energy, their you know, willingness to bring the best out of each other. So, you know, it had to be right. Future and Young Thug as a, you know, as a collaboration. They're always gonna go good. You can't go wrong with Future and Young Thug. So that's all. I hope you enjoyed my top 5 songs from Future. I should be doing some more podcasts. This is actually my first podcast, so, you know, excuse me if I kind of messed up a little bit. I promise you I'll get better with time. I'm going to be doing more music, sports, talk, anything, you know. As soon as my fan base grows, I'll get to doing more with more features, with more people coming in, you know. So thank you for your support, and I hope you like this podcast, you know. Hope to be doing more soon. Thanks. This is Josh Armstrong, and this was Future's Best.